Hey, welcome to Kingsway Caringba. We are a community inspired by love to live differently. I'm Dave, one of the pastors here. It's so great to have you with us. We pray this teaching will inspire you, build your faith, and lead you to a life of fullness and freedom in Jesus. Enjoy the message.
My prayer this morning, God, is that our lives would be transformed, that there would be a breakthrough, a step closer, a step further, that you would change a thinking or a thought or a mindset or a belief or a behavior or an attitude, that you would come and do your work in us through your presence and your spirit, that we would be transformed more into your likeness today, to reflect your glory, your love, your power, your passion, your hope to our world and to our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. So what is good for the soul? Welcome to 2020. If I haven't said that to you yet, I know you've already been in church last week, but I was in Melbourne looking after my mum and dad in their 80s now, doing the good son thing. Tick a few boxes, get a few brownie points. I'm on top of the good son list now. So what's good for your soul? What is your soul? You know, I believe that Jesus is in the transformation business, that he wants to create transformation in your life. He wants your soul to be good and healthy. I believe that's the role of the church. I believe that's the role of you and me as individuals in our daily lives, in our walks and interactions with people and families, that we too would be involved in the transformation business. Now that looks different for all of us. But how that looks for me, I want to share a little bit about that with you this morning. I'm going to start with a couple of little testimonies of story that I received over the last little while about transformation in people's lives. These are some emails I got. Hey, I just wanted to share that I've been reflecting this morning on yesterday. In all the work that I have done in relation to family stuff, I had never really looked at my relationship with myself. There was so much in what came up yesterday about me. I feel raw this morning, but in a good way, like I have a new love for who I am. To me, this is powerful because this is transforming. God spoke into it more for me today. I feel such a sense of relief that I can let go of the previous meanings and thinking and pick up a new beautiful picture instead. How good is that? That's transformation, right? Here's another one. I am totally thinking differently today. And it's really important because I want to talk to you about your thinking. I feel confident about trying again and don't have the anxiety and fear attached. I'm so excited, but so at peace too. I'm even surprised by my own thinking. Wow! Talk about transformation, but also relieved as this is exactly what I needed. I know there's a way to go, but my state of mind being in a better place and not all tied up in anxiety is so freeing. What's good for the soul? Your soul, if you have a look at that, integrates pretty much all of who we are internally. You know, it connects our spirit, our emotion, our heart, our mind, our thinking. All of that is our soul. This, of course, our internal world. And those of you who know me No, I'm pretty passionate about transforming our internal world because it's through the transformation of our internal world that our external world is impacted, not the other way around. Our internal world impacts and directs our external behavior, our attitude, and our responses to life. And this is why I believe one of the reasons Scripture tells us to guard our heart. Proverbs 4:23. Above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. So if we want to experience greater, more positive life, where we are living the life that I believe God has called and created us to be, the work we need to do is in here. A couple of different versions of that same text. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. So I have this little motto: change the way you think and transform your life. The Bible seems to agree. That's always good, right? Keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Above everything else, guard your heart, because everything you do comes from it. So there's no denying that everything we do, all of life, all that we are, comes from in here. What is good for the soul? I believe what is good for the soul. Worship is good for the soul. Thanks, Rod and team, this morning. But I also believe that intentionally engaging in things that align and integrate all of who you are internally is good for the soul. How you think, how you feel, what you believe. If we don't guard and protect and integrate and develop these key internal parts of who we are, we block the wellspring of life. We cannot become all that we are meant to be if we block the wellspring of life, which is in here. But we do it all the time. You know, we block it, we push it down, we ignore it, we medicate it, we push it aside, we don't want to deal with it because we don't like what's in there. And so we block. It's like plumbing. You're not going to get water out of the tap if the pipe's blocked. It's the same thing. We deliberately, sometimes unintentionally, we turn the tap off to block the wellspring of life because what's in there we think is ugly. What is good for your soul? Is changing the way we think. We often change who we think we need to be to get love. Particularly as children. Because receiving love is like paramount to survival. Everybody, regardless of how strong you think you are, needs love, right? Not just to be loved, but to experience it, to feel it, to be receivers of love. And as children, we often change who we think we need to be just so we get that. If we can't get the love we feel we need, being who we are, we change who we believe we need to be to fit in or to get love or to be accepted or to be validated or to experience affection and approval. Whether that be from our parents, our peers, our teachers, doesn't matter. We then take on new roles and identities in our life to try and get love. You know, the rebel, the joker, the caretaker, the hero, the star child, the victim. None of those are who we truly are, but we engage in this journey because we are desperate to be loved. But as adults, we have to strip back all of that crap. Those roles that we've played for so long and uncover the vulnerability that is our true self. We need to do the work. We need to unblock the wellspring of life. Because there are no requirements for God's love. Nothing needs to be done before you can have it. You don't need to be beautiful. You don't need to be successful. You don't need to be good. You don't need to be holy. You simply deserve love and are loved because you are here. Shre Mum, who's a person that I know in Cambodia, Phnom Penh, was born into poverty. She lived and worked on the local rubbish dump, Stun Min Che, 7 days a week from sunrise to sunset, collecting what she could from this toxic rubbish dump to earn less than a dollar a day to try and support her family. She was illiterate, and in her words, she lived a pointless and hopeless life. Her dream, and this messes with my head, her dream was to one day be a garment factory worker. Because they earn $100 a month to work 6 days a week, 12-hour days. That was her dream. She thought of herself as bad, dirty, unlovable, with no future. Then one day, she was told she was precious. She was told that she could do incredible things, that she didn't need to stay where she was and that she was valued. And over time, the way she thought about herself, her life, and her future changed. She was given new opportunities that she still had to have the courage to step into. And she was given hope. 12 years later, my friend Shre Mum is on staff as a leadership assistant at CCF, speaking and writing both English and Khmer. She is happily married and just had her first child with a very lot of hair. Somalita is her name. Your story isn't over. You are already loved, valued, and approved of. Jesus believes in you more than you believe in yourself. Changing your thinking, aligning it with the truth of God's word and developing your internal world is good for the soul. It's good for your life. It's good for your future. It's good for those people around you. It's just good. So I want to give you a little roadmap that I use in my work and in my own life that maybe might work for you. The Bible in Romans 12 says, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Don't conform to what the world says or expects, or how we compare ourselves with other people, but be inwardly, okay? Inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit, because we cannot do it effectively and efficiently without the Holy Spirit. Through a total reformation of how you think. So here's my roadmap. Is this okay? The first one is this: awareness. I believe, apart from a miracle of God, you cannot change what you're not aware of. There are the odd occasions where you are walking along and you stumble into change, or you're forced into change. But generally speaking, you cannot change what you're not aware of. And so the first thing we need to do in our journey is invite the Holy Spirit into our inner world and go, what do I need to change? What's going on in here? Why have I turned the hose off? What am I afraid of? What's not working? Your innermost dominant thought becomes your outermost tangible reality. We've got to do the work. You know, we block it off. That's too hard. That's too confronting. I'll just stay as I am, even though we're not happy or we're not getting the outcome we want in this area of our life. Even though we desperately want change and transformation to be all that we can be, to be free to be ourselves. That's Jesus' heart for you. Freedom. Not freedom to be someone else, but freedom to be you. The best you can be. That's what it means to be free. The Holy Spirit can come and do that work and create that awareness so that you can create the change, so that you can be free to be you. Because that's what God wants. It's how He designed you. But we block it up with all this stuff, built these walls, turned the hoses off. No, we don't want the wellspring of life to come out. When we do, you cannot change what you're not aware of. We have to invite the Holy Spirit into this journey intentionally, deliberately. What thoughts and beliefs are not serving you well? What behaviors do you notice that need to change? And I'll be honest with you, we do have behavioral blind spots. So if you're married, just ask your spouse, because they will tell you. Because they can see the behaviors, right, Luba? No, okay. What areas of your life are you not getting the results that you want? We've got to invest in this journey of becoming who God created us to become. We can't just stand there and go, okay, God, do your work. Superman. No, it doesn't. We don't have the phone booth experience. It does happen, yes. God sometimes just chooses randomly to super Christian. But most of the time, it requires us to do the work, because that's where we get all the benefit, the growth, the appreciation. The Bible does not say, I will stop you imitating the opinions of the world around you. No, it says, you do it. You stop it. So we've got to be prepared to engage in this awareness journey and ask those questions. The second thing is this. We need to adopt the attitude of gratitude. Now, why this is so important is that I believe that sincere gratitude shifts perspective. And it's why the Bible is full of, you know, be thankful in all situations. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, so this attitude of gratitude where we are walking the walk of being grateful, and it changes perspective. This is what I believe about gratitude. Gratitude changes your perspective. It adjusts your worldview. It simplifies your needs. It acknowledges what you have. It appreciates who you have. It celebrates where you are. It focuses on today whilst being thankful for yesterday and expectant of tomorrow. You know, in my journey, I meet a lot of people, both inside and outside the church, who are totally ungrateful. And their life is a product of that attitude, so often. The third thing is this, internal engagement, because it's one thing to create awareness, but it's a different thing to go, I'm going to wrestle with this. I'm going to work on this stuff. I'm going to lift up those rocks and see what's underneath, what creepy crawly thing is there. What's blocking the wellspring of life? You know, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. And our culture is driven by performance, attainment, approval, success. I am this. Look at me. Validate me. Approve me. Love me. We have to transition into a new spirituality that is shaped by failure and success. Not just success. By hurt and validation. By disappointment and achievement. By grief and loss. Where giving and serving others and loving well is the mark of our life. Because if we don't, we will become more religious and less spiritual. And that was Jesus' biggest issue with the Pharisees, is that they were so religious, rules-driven, no freedom there. We become more needy and less generous. I am holy because I am good and right and better. Not I am holy simply because Jesus is holy. We've got to be prepared to do the wrestling, the rumbling, the hard stuff to create that transformation and invite God into that journey. And it can be confronting. I know this firsthand. There are certain things about my character and my behavior, particularly of years gone by, just checking that what I'm saying is true with my wife, because she'll affirm or say, no, that's still an issue. And there are some of those behaviors that do rear their ugly heads from time to time. But generally, I'm creating that transformation through the power of God, through developing awareness and gratitude and wrestling to create the change. And it is confronting sometimes because we don't necessarily always like what comes up. You know, you're defensive. Oh, I don't like to be defensive. What do you mean I'm defensive? I'm not defensive. You know what you can do with defensive. But we've got to be prepared to do the work with God, with His Spirit. He is with you, beside you, in you, working through you, developing and creating that change when you invite Him to do it. And some of it hurts. But if we want to be free to be who God has destined, created, designed you to be, which is to be free, living, hitting your stride and fulfilling your purpose, we've got to invite Jesus and His Spirit into this journey of transformation. And then the last thing would be action. You know, we can have all the best plans in the world, but unless we actually step out and do something, nothing will change. We have to be prepared to do something, to change something, to take a step. Action, big action. You want the action to be as big and scary and hairy and ooh as it possibly can be. Big. If it can't be big, then just a step is okay. But you've got to take action. You've got to be prepared to move forward to create the change. You need some practical action processes and steps that were going to help you create the change that you now are aware of, have wrestled with, and have decided, I don't want this anymore. Invite Jesus in. He will begin that transformation process. Change the way you think, and then get some action. Now I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to not do this anymore, and I'm going to, you know, action. Without action, all good ideas are just good ideas. So let's be changed. Let's be transformed by inviting the Spirit of God into our internal world to create the change, because it's good for the soul. It's good for your life. It's good for your partners. It's good for your families. It's good for your future. Sometimes that change and transition doesn't always feel good, but it's very good for you. Why don't you stand? Pray over you. Just get the band back up. God, we want to acknowledge that we need you. We also want to acknowledge that we are already loved. We are already approved of. We are already validated in who we are as sons and daughters of the living God. We want to acknowledge that our lives are flawed, that we live in a broken and fallen world, and there are parts of us that need to be transformed. The way we think about ourselves, the way we think about who we are, some of the beliefs that we hold, our negative thinking, some of this stuff, God, we need your Spirit to come and create awareness and give us the strength and the courage to wrestle with so that we can be free to be who we are, who we were destined and created to be. We need to unblock the wellspring of life, and it starts today. So I just want you to imagine, particularly if you're a visual thinker, I want you to imagine there is a pipe in your inner being that is turned off and is inhibiting, slowing down, or completely blocking the flow of the wellspring of life. I want you to picture in your mind this morning Jesus coming to you and slowly undoing the tap, and that wellspring of life begins to flow. Begins to heal. Begins to feel those parts of your being that feel lost or broken or hurt or unsure or whatever. And that the Spirit of God is changing the way you think, is ministering to your soul. Just be in that place as the Spirit does the work that only the Spirit can do in you. Flow of the Spirit, the flow of God's presence, the flow of His healing power, the flow of all that God is, all that His kingdom is in and through your life. Healing, restoring, energizing, empowering, stripping back fears, allowing you to step into this next season of who God has created, designed, innovatively you to be. There are people who are struggling or who are just dissatisfied, who are just not getting the outcomes or results that they would love to see in their life, that they feel there's a blockage. Maybe for some here this morning, it's about that first step of faith into relationship with Jesus. Maybe you don't have a relationship with God. Maybe for you this morning, it's about for the first time unlocking the wellspring of life that is God in you and through you. Wherever you're at, if God is ministering to you this morning and speaking to your heart, and you know, you may not know all the answers, you may not know what's even going on, you may not know what the next step is, but I want to call you to action this morning, because you can stand where you are and know that you know that you know that you've got to take a step at some point. And I want to call you to take an action step, just a simple declaration of, I want God to come and help me be all that I was destined and created and called to be. And if that's you this morning, I'd encourage you to leave wherever you're standing and come and stand in front of me down here this morning. And I want to pray a declaration over your life today. Just as we sing this chorus, just two more times. If you want that prayer, if you know in your spirit that you need that breakthrough, you need the wellspring of life turned on or turned on more in your own journey, then come, take that act. Be, as I said, you know, we've got to take action. Yep. You can't just stand still.
Amen. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you've been blessed by this teaching. If you'd like to connect with us, make a financial gift, or find out more about Kingsway churches, head to kingsway.org.au. Have a good one.